Let's talk about a story that's making news and no doubt has people feeling a little bit uncomfortable today. One of the world's biggest behind your partner's back websites has been hacked. Still Garrigan is an IT journalist and has been looking at the issue of what's going on with the Ashley Madison website. Good morning to you, Still Garrigan.
Good morning, Leon.
And thanks for talking with us this morning. Can you explain the name? Well, let's start with this website for a beginning. What does Ashley Madison do?
Well, at one level, it does what any online dating or connections website does. It allows people to put up their profile, to say what sort of person they're looking for, and so on. The key difference is that they marketed themselves specifically for people having an affair. In fact, their slogan was, "Life is short, have an affair." And they said, look, you know, obviously use us, we're secure, we will, keep your affair secret. Of course, it turns out that their information security practices were as rubbish as everyone else's.
Wow. What's their business model? How do they make money?
I mean, this is always a kind of suck you in for free nature with personal sites. And then, you know, if you really want to get deeply involved, you start handing over money. In Ashley Madison's case, it wasn't a straight monthly subscription. You would have to buy credits, and then you'd have to spend those credits pretty much to do anything. Like if someone messaged you, you would actually have to fork over some credits to get the conversation underway. And there were some practices that they've had that have had a few people, you know, questioning whether this is entirely honest. For example, if you had not yet become a paying member, you could get messages from what they called Ashley's Angels, which were in fact not real people, and they were not clearly labelled as fictitious profiles, but you might still be encouraged to plonk down some money to respond to them. And also they had a kind of, you know, if you really want to erase your profile from the site, that'll cost you, £15 of the UK price, so about $20 US, what's that, $25 Australian, say, to actually erase yourself from the site. And now it's turning out that maybe that didn't necessarily erase every trace of you from the site. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up. I mean, if this data gets breached, it's some 37 million profiles are believed to have been stolen.
Crikey. Just before we move on to the actual issue of the day, I wonder what they have as on your credit card, because credit cards are the sort of currency of internet purchases. I wonder Ashley Madison comes up on your credit card as, groceries from local store?
I suspect it comes up as the name of the holding company or the owning company, which would be Avid Life Media. So that's everyone out now checking their partner's credit card statements. Well done.
Okay, let's talk about the issue. They've been hacked. Does somebody have all the details of the 37 million people who are clients of this website?
That is believed to be the case. That's certainly what the hackers claimed, and they have posted samples of the data online, and Ashley Madison's people have kind of confirmed that, yes, that's the case. So that's not in dispute at the moment. The hackers have said, interestingly, that they want the Ashley Madison website and one of the others that the company owns to be completely shut down, or they'll just start dribbling out this data chunk by chunk until the site has been taken down. And Ashley Madison themselves have said it's an inside job in some way, that it's been done by someone who used to be involved with them in some way. And they say they're very close to actually being able to identify the individuals, or individual singular. We don't know whether it's one or more. So this does become an interesting one in the sense that although it's typical of so many data breaches that there were bad security practices and, more importantly, probably very poor people practices in terms of their operational security, I'm worried personally that it'll be written out as, oh, well, that was an inside job, that relates to them, I don't know, treating an employee badly or whatever it might be, and we won't take on the broader message that I doubt whether there are any personals websites that are doing any better at this. I personally have been waiting for one of the big personal websites to be done over in this kind of way for some time. It's obviously highly personal data. You know, your credit card number, so what? You can change that. But you can't change easily your name, address, your fantasies, your secret sexual practices and all manner of things, which, you know, you certainly, even if what you have written there is nothing, you know, particularly controversial, who wants this kind of personal stuff out there in public?
Yeah. And it's one of those stories where it's almost impossible. I don't think we're going to see 1,000 people with placards out the front of their head office saying, "We want our details kept secret," because it's like the sort of thing you can publicly complain
kind of
about.
Defeats the purpose. And look, there has been a lot of schadenfreude around the reporting of this, that, you know, these people were seeking an affair, so they deserve what they get. But again, I think that kind of misses the point.
On ABC Local Radio, Stilgarian's our guest this morning, IT journalist, you with Leon Compton. We're talking about this infidelity website that's been hacked with the prospect that the details of their 37 million clients might be released publicly. Do the hackers, they want the website shut down. Are they issuing demands? Are they trying to extort money from this?
Yes, well, no, the demand, that's interesting. They're not asking for money. They're asking for the website to be shut down. And to me, that suggests it's either a disgruntled former employee or someone who's now, you know, operating on behalf of a competitor. I was sort of wondering whether I'm going to say this next thing or not. I will, but the whole personal / adult industry / pornography website businesses are not necessarily some of the best business practices in the world. I mean, it's part of it grew out of the whole, you know, nightclub prostitution kind of industries, which in many parts of the world are illegal, or at least in a grey zone legally, and so they're not necessarily connected with the nicest people with the nicest business practices, and standover tactics would not be unknown, shall we say.
Do you have any advice for customers of this website who might now be feverishly trying to protect themselves and protect their information? Is there anything you can do retrospectively?
Not really. The data, if it's been copied, is now well away from Ashley Madison's site. The hackers have got hold of that. That means that even if you went in today to delete your profile from Ashley Madison, that's not going to delete it from the hacker's copy of it, and that's the problem. I think it's more that people need to take the long-term view and think very carefully about the information that they're handing over to anyone online, not just a personal site, but to any business, and think, do they really need this information to fulfill the service or deliver the product? Now, obviously, if a website is delivering some physical product to you, they're going to need your address. They don't necessarily need all sorts of other details. And I think that it's like the personals websites, broadly speaking, are not necessarily taking the kind of security precautions that they should do when dealing with such highly sensitive information. And in fact, last year there was a data breach here in Australia, a company called Cupid Media, different from the global site OkCupid. This was an Australian firm called Cupid Media that ran some personal sites here in Australia. When they finally revealed that to the Privacy Commissioner, and they said, look, you know, we're okay here because no credit card information was stolen. The Privacy Commissioner made it very clear that, well, yeah, this is actually more important than your credit card information. This is, you know, you can change your credit card number, as I say, and that's easily done, but you can't change the fact that, you know, your personal data is now out there, and that's the sad fact. There is nothing you can do after the fact.
And I would wonder if we can tell yet if the clients involved are more concerned about the release of their credit card details or nude photos of themselves.
Well, yeah, nude photos. There was a particular field in their profile, which would be, what is your secret sexual fantasy? and their home addresses and phone numbers.
It was interesting. Did you see the interview with Edward Snowden did with John Oliver from This Day Tonight? And Edward Snowden was suggesting that the US government is capable of capturing all photos that are transmitted via the internet of that kind and storing them and understanding who belongs to them.
I didn't see the interview, but I know that that claim has been made, and from the details that have been released about what the NSA and its allies are capable of, yeah, sure, absolutely. The majority of this information is going across the internet without any encryption, and that is the big fault of so many personal sites, that HTTPS encryption that between you and their website, they don't even bother with it. And so all of this highly personal information is going across the internet in the clear. It means if you're using these sites from a hotel Wi-Fi or an airport Wi-Fi, that someone could be sitting nearby and recording the whole lot, or certainly as it goes across the global internet links, that the big intelligence agencies could just record all of this stuff. Now, we do have some questions about, you know, what percentage of all of this traffic could be recorded, like what actually is the capacity of the NSA to intercept this stuff, because, you know, their resources aren't infinite. So can they record 100% of everything? Probably not. Or if they can record 100% of everything, how long can they store that? And I've seen a mention that maybe for certain countries, target countries, and I think we could easily list who the NSA might be interested in there, that they, yes, can record 100% of the traffic, but can only keep, I don't know, a few weeks of it before they have to discard that and make room for the new live data coming in. But this is a point that someone did raise before, because we have this highly sensitive site with details of people who were seeking an affair to keep secret from their partner. What if this got into the hands of China? China is alleged to have been behind the hack of the United States Office of Personnel Management a few weeks ago, where they had all of the personal details of everyone in the United States who worked for the government and had applied for a top secret clearance. So match the two, you suddenly have people with a top secret clearance and a secret affair that they're trying to keep hidden. That's blackmail material.
It is indeed, and so the story goes. I wonder how it will resolve itself. We'll stay in touch. Still, Gary, nice to talk to you this morning. Thanks for sharing your time.
Pleasure, Leon, any
time. IT journalist on 936 ABC Hobart, ABC Northern Tasmania. Fascinating. Fascinating. Some very nervous people out there. And a couple of you making good and interesting points. Andrina says, I've got some advice for anyone that's used that website. Be honest with your partner and then get out of their life and let them find a decent, trustworthy person to share their life with. Thank you, Andrina. And somebody else has turned around the motto of this website, Life's Short, Have an Affair. Isn't the saddest point that there are 37 million unhappy people out there? Surely if things are that bad, then the answer is to get out of the relationship. Life is too short. Thank you. Bob says, my understanding is this company wanted to list on the stock market. Thank you, Bob. Wouldn't have been surprised if it... Although I don't know who would have bought shares in it, or am I just being naive? It probably would have listed for billions, actually, now I think about it.